Now we know the captain on board this Boeing 777 was training on the plane, that he is an experienced pilot, flown around 10,000 hours, but on other types of aircraft, the Boeing 747 most recently, a larger airplane, but was transitioning now to the 777, had only made 9 flights on the 777, and only this was his maiden voyage, his first flight on the 777 into San Francisco. Now, if that will play any role in the cause of the crash, we don't know yet. The NTSB doesn't know yet if his experience played any role, but definitely something that the NTSB will be looking at, and they hope to interview the flight crew later today. They have not been able to interview them yet.
In looking at the pictures of the wreckage, Alex, it's amazing. Only 2 people were killed. There are some pretty incredible survivor stories out of this.
There are, of what people went through, of being tossed about the cabin. And you know, there really is a question now of when the tail sheared off, did people fall out of the back? The NTSB doesn't know yet. Firefighters don't know yet. They have a number of victims with road rash type injuries, severe road rash, like a motorcycle accident. If you weren't wearing protection, and the bodies of the victims were found on the runway. Now, there's a question if one of the victims may have by mistake been run over by an emergency vehicle. The coroner is looking at that now, but the bodies were found on the runway. So investigators want to know, were people not wearing their seatbelts, or did seats fall out the back? The pressure capsule in the back, the pressure cone is breached. So if you're standing inside the 777 and look back, the fire chief tells me you can see right out the back of it. So there is a question if people did fall out, but just amazing what they went through. It really shows you the design of Boeing and Airbus and all the other manufacturers, that more and more of serious incidents that happen, people are able to escape for the most part, and able to escape very, very quickly.
Alex, what's the scene at the airport this morning? Is the wreckage still out there, and are airport operations getting back to normal?
Yeah, the plane is still off of runway 28 left, completely burned out, likely going to be there for a while as the NTSB investigates, and they're still looking through it, looking at everything. They've now got 3 of 4 runways open here at SFO. Yesterday, delays were around 9 hours coming into SFO and taking off. If your flight wasn't just completely canceled today, because they did just get last night a 3rd runway open, we expect those numbers to be lower, but still fairly high. If you're flying to San Francisco today, expect you're going to be delayed or canceled. You could be delayed several hours, 4 or 5 hours, or, you know, you may get lucky and be on time, but it would appear that there will be more cancellations and delays today.